Good morning, my fellow Facebook friends and Twitter followers, and my friends on MeWe, as well as my friends on other sites. I'm your radio podcast host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez. Today, it's not a good day. We're having icy conditions here in Port Huron. Temperatures are hovering right around freezing. But this afternoon is supposed to be 33 to 34 and above freezing. I'm supposed to go out and make one trip. I'll only be gone about an hour. But anyway, my friends, let's pray that the winter gets better. Let's pray we don't have no more below zero temperatures. Anyway, today I want to speak to you about rhetoric. Today's broadcast, I listened to rhetoric of people criticizing our president and saying that he's not for women when he is for women. He's for every American. He wants make America what it was again, great and strong. He wants to bring back our manufacturing jobs, and I admire him for that. I admire him for, and these people keep coming to say, documented from The View. When you got people coming here from the border and they haven't got proper paperwork, that is illegal, not documented. Let's get the term right. Sonny Hostin needs to go get educated. As does Joey Behar on The View. Other Whoopi Goldbergs. Nothing but thunderclapping, mouth running idiots that don't know nothing about politics. So they need to either put up or shut up and get off the television. It's just like you got Ellen DeGeneres who constantly goes after Christians and persecutes God. And these liberal socialist rhetorics is all they use to try to get us brainwashed. Basically, that's what they do. They're fake news, is what they are. They're old-fashioned fascists who lack common sense and don't think before they say. It was the American people, the voice of us, that elected President Donald Trump because we wanted change. And we who spoke out to elect him are right. They are wrong. Now, I listened a little bit, bits and pieces, what they played on Canadian TV of President Trump's State of the Union speech. And it was a very good, very strong speech. I applaud him for wanting to build the wall the way it should have been built to begin with. Then across our border from Texas into California. I admire him for doing that. I admire him for having the troops down there to stop these illegals from marching into the United States via Mexico, and they're coming in from not just Mexico, they're coming in from Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador, all Central American countries. Meanwhile, something needs to be done to stop the Arabics from coming in here. And pass laws stricter to make them rid of the cult religion that they have. And it's not a religion, my friends. It's just the brainwashing of the women, children, men, which is subcultural dominance. It's what they are. And my friends, if we don't have it stopped, we got trouble on our home soil again. Another attack like it was the World Trade Centers. The same kind of attacks is coming if we don't put a stop to it and export them back to where they came from. Or they need to put up and shut up, get rid of that ways before they come here and realize they're free, no longer into slavery of that Arabic nation of its government forces its people to be. Now, my friends, when you got people living in Yemen, Iraq, Afghanistan, they're wearing those towels of sheets on their bodies and their heads, covering their face, they're hiding something. Emotionally controlling the government is aware. It's not a government, it's a dictatorship trying to force people into a killing machine. Now, they should modernize. They should become Americans when they come over here. Learn to speak English, pass all outlawing that language that is spoken over here. Now, they could, for all you know, they could be speaking about attacking, as they call it, so-called tongues, even in churches. They could be speaking about how they can bomb a sporting event and you'd be attending it, or killing people in the church, or a mall attack, or a school attack. Numerous things they could be speaking about. Because if you can't understand, then they need to get rid of it. Because to me, if you're a Christian, God listens to you in English just as much as he does in their nationality language or where. After all, tongues is just Arabic language, and even the Arabic people can understand it. And that's what tongues are. Now, God made us as peoples. If you're going to come over here, be an American. Get rid of those ways. Leave them over in that country. If you can't get rid of them, go back to that country where you came from. Then you're not welcomed here. If you're going to be an American, be free. And stop forcing those Arabic ways on your women, children. It's brainwashing. If they don't want to go to church, let them be free. Let it be their choices, not slavery, domination, and force. You know, my friends, they could be exactly as I was talking about, Migo, wanting to kill people, a massacre. And we'd have homegrown terrorism more on our soil. After all, we Americans have gave in to these people so long, these idiot atheists like Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, and Sonny Austin, being persecuted to them. It's time we, the Trump supporters and American peoples who want our jobs and our American know-how brought back to us, rise up and say, we are America. Respect us or get out. Respect us or you're no longer our friend. You're no longer our ally. When we were in the 1980s and 70s, we were more respected today. Let's bring back patriotism to America. Let's stop the shame of protesting when the law in the Constitution already says all are created equal. Let's stop the premonition to execute anybody who worships God. We were a nation founded by God, for God, by God, in God we trust. Let's stop trying to infringe, to take God out of schools, prayers out of schools. Let's stop trying to take God out of government, homes and families and sporting events. Today, because God has been taken out, violence has increased tenfold. Murders average every 1 second in the streets. Or some crime-related crime, including where it be assault, or where it be robbery. It constantly goes on and on. Or people carrying guns into schools or the workplace. It's increased. Not only because we took God out, but because we placed God, drugs as a God. Marijuana has become the God to people instead of God is God and one God. Marijuana should be exterminated. I pray for the day is destruction. It's wiped out. If it means a drought, so be it. It can't be grown no more. I don't care if anybody don't like me saying, hey, but it helps you. We got other medications that help. Let's get into realism and true facts. England, Canada has become the God. It's overtaken. It forms and causes a hallucination in people. It impairs the thinking. All drugs impair the thinking. It's just another form of intoxication. Now, my friends, I speak what I speak because it's real truth, real fact, real matter. It could be hypocritical or future rhetoric on and on. We should pass a law. It's illegal to burn our American flag. We should pass a law that is as punishable if you don't put your hand on your chest and stand during the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance to God and flag. That's what it is. That's what you and I as children were raised. It's God is our influence. God helped us be able to think, walk, and talk. And they're trying to prove it. We came from this planet Earth that's created from Big Bang Theory. The Bible doesn't lie, my friends. Man lies. Man cannot be man and God. We're trying to too often, too much to play God. We're trying to take God into our hands and be God. I learned one thing. For where there's hope for tomorrow, there's always a hope to change things. And it's up to you to change things. It's up to you to march in the streets and take back your country. And say, we don't want these people protesting, trying to infringe gay rights upon another. Too often, too much. The cruelty of what the gays do has taken place. Forcing on churches to try to marry them. Forcing on states. Marriage was founded for man and woman, not woman to woman and man to man. That's sodomy. That is a sin. You can say, well, I'm persecuting you. No, I'm just speaking the fact. Real facts and nothing but the whole facts and the truth the way it is. You'll be ashamed of yourself if you're woman to woman and man to man. If something's not right upstairs, because it's up to the parents to do the teaching. It's up to parents to teach Christian morals. And we don't teach it. We simply say it's okay to be transgender. Truth is real truth. God's punishing us because we don't listen. If God has put us on the edge of our deathbed to wake us to our sins, to realize our sins are not His, but it's man creating sin against sin. God doesn't do that. God's a loving God. God didn't put confusion. He's not to offer confusion. My friends, man is the confusion part because he becomes possessed. Possessed with what, you say? Because the devil's in him. And we, the straight people, are becoming outcasts. Pretty soon, let me ask you, if you have a transgender address, was a man who's become a woman, or vice versa, a woman who's become a man, who you know to begin with was a real woman, created as a real woman, brought into this world with women parts as a woman. Now, went through the sex change operations. Who do you trust? I'd rather stay celibate and not be involved in any relationship than find out that somebody I had dated it was transgender, or was once a man who had sex change operation to become a woman, or a woman who became a man. I'd rather stay to myself than be involved with a person like that. It's woman to woman and man to man, they can't have children. We all be ashamed of ourselves because it's those as like 12, 13, 14 year olds teaching them it's okay to be bisexual or come out as gay. The law says that children can't make up their own minds. It's the parents who should enforce it and say, wait till you're 18. If you want to do it, keep it quiet. Wait till you're grown up, be what you want to do. See, here's the answer, my friends. Put them on some island. Some island where they can't have boats or anything, where they can't have weapons. That way you got no contamination coming to you, coming to the street people, coming to other people who don't want that lifestyle. My friends, we need to stand up and not fear to preach the real word, the truth at all. We have nothing but fear and a fear of our own shadows. Coming is the time we'll be judged. And we'll be judged for our sins against God, against man. For if it weren't for God, we wouldn't be here. This is not a dream, it's realism. Truth. And those who don't want to see it, they are blinded and they want to stay in that darkness the rest of their life. And thus, one sin leads to another sin and to more violence. For the wages of sin is death. Death emotionally and physically. And it is God's wrath, His judgment upon us. Because we have inflicted it on ourselves like a disease. When it becomes a disease to destroy us, and that's to destroy the self us, then guess what? mankind's going to be wiped out. Us, the straight people, the celibate, will be wiped out and we'll be no more. That's the way it is, folks. That's the way life is. Because we're letting it dominate us and control us. We have a fear to speak up. Let our voices be heard. It used to be that the pen was mightier than the sword. It still is. To destroy a person. That's the same way today is digital. It can destroy a person. That's why I use freedom of speech, because it's guaranteed us in the Constitution of the United States of America. You can bet our forefathers are turning over in their graves because they're disappointed in the way this country is. George Washington, John Hancock, Benjamin Franklin, Paul Revere, and I'm going down the line, the Dang of Boons, Davy Crockett, Sacagawea, and then Lewis and Clark, the great explorers who went and to see what the other part of this great land was about. What was there? Other people came and taking Native Americans land away and their rights, forced them to march and wiping out almost all the Cherokees on the Trail of Tears just to march on to Oklahoma to be on reservations. Now, granted, a small band stayed behind to form the Eastern Band. And during that winter, when they marched on the Trail of Tears, several thousand died. Now, think about it, my friends. Do you want to make yourselves, you the straight people, a prisoner? Within yourself. If you do, stay on that rocking chair on your porch or in your house and rot the rest of your life away. Only you can come out of it. You got to have your will and keep your will to resolve. And your will is what keeps you going. We need to rise these challenges to make America safe and strong again. We need to rise and be as powerful as the winds and the clouds when they bring tornadoes, rains, and floods. We need to clean out. That's why we have rains to cleanse the soils of any toxics, any trash. It washes it away, even when the snow comes, and lays on the ground for days. And then it suddenly melts. It's because it's come for us. We need to stand unified as a Christian people. I appreciate your time, my friends. This is the way it is. I'm your radio podcast host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, broadcasting today from Port Huron, Michigan, as I always do. Be safe and give thanks. And realize that God is real because you were created by God. The way God made you is a beautiful way. And realize that God is real. Thank you, my friends, and God bless. I salute the American flag, for which I'm proud to be an American. And I stand strong to support President Donald Trump and the real, true American people. Thank you, God bless. So long. Until the next broadcast. This is Cheyenne Montana Lopez for America Everyday Life Radio Podcast Show. Thank you and goodbye.